Hello, tonight we feature an interview with Rob Ellis, probably best known as drummer with PJ Harvey, but now forging an impressive solo career as a composer of classically influenced instrumental miniatures. Around the multi-talented Mr. Ellis, we squeeze in tracks by Matt Moss, the Blind Boys of Alabama, and William Rosseri.
And we begin with the appropriately named experimental pop band, Davey Woodward and Company's enterprising bid to twist and bend the normal building regulations of pop song construction. This track, Bang Bang You're Dead, is a single from their forthcoming album, The Tracksuit Trilogy, which was produced by John Parrish, also of PJ Harvey fame. Gauche English hip-hop with off-key horn samples, anybody? Well, here's some anyway.
Bang, bang, you're dead.
Left in Guatemala, another high drama. They say I'm speaking evil, let's just say mañana. You're looking for these people, why not pretty Chiquica? Bang, bang, you're dead. Bang, bang, you're dead. Held up in Venezuela, have no cigarettes. They want to see my papers, but I've only got debts. Mr. CIA, no Mr. Regret. Bang, bang, you're dead. Bang, bang, you're dead. Mucho macho bikers with a knife to my face. Hey, I was only kidding you, you got good taste. A heavy metal disco on a cactus range. Bang, bang, you're dead. The border, took a train to NYC, sold all the secrets for a paltry fee. I don't do it for myself, I do it for my country. Bang, bang, you're dead. Bang, bang, you're dead. Village, kinda hippie chic, glow rooms and taxis where the skinny girls meet, vodka and coke and tantric sex. Bang, bang, you're dead.
Well, freaky, that was the experimental pop band and a single called Bang Bang You're Dead, taken from their forthcoming album, The Tracksuit Trilogy.
Now, William Rosseri is an Mbira player from Zimbabwe who, as a youth, honed his skills whilst looking after his family cattle. Well, later on, he became an acclaimed Mbira virtuoso, and now, a true sign of international recognition this, some of his music has just been given the remix treatment. From an album called Shona Folk Melodies, here's a reworking of Bucatiende, made by the Argentine Gabby Kerpel, a man who also provides the soundtrack for the show De La Guarda. And I particularly like the way he's retained the spirit of Rosseri's original, but added his own South American twists.
Así que yo no me voy una vez.
William Rosseri featuring Regina Ndora and Ben Rosseri. That track was Book Atiende, and that was Gabby Kerpel's Argentinian folk mix. That's from the album Shona Folk Melodies on the District 6 2000 label.
It's quite effective the way that putting a groove beneath it makes it sound slightly different, because I'm so used to hearing that thumb piano with a more looser, more polyrhythmic bass.
Yeah, this is a very good remix because you can actually hear the original coming through. I think there are six tracks on this album, and some of them it's actually difficult to hear the umbira actually coming through. It's like they've stripped it down too much. I really like the way on that you can hear the umbira stop and start, and you can hear the bits of vocal, and I love the stuff that he's added. I think it's a very, it epitomises a good remix, I think.
Well, I wonder if it'll get more radio play as a result. It's hard to imagine where that would be played. Other than this programme...